Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to you today, and we open your word and try to receive what you have for us today, we want your will to be done in our lives. We want your will to be done as a church. Father, we just pray that we can receive what you have for us today, that we can understand how important it is for us to be obedient. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. This week at my job, a lady at my job asked me the question. She's Methodist. And of course, we're Baptist. And the question she asked me was, why is it that it's such a big deal with y'all to be baptized? Of course, they're a little different than us. They have a sprinkle where we immerse people in our baptism. And you know, I gave her the standard answers that I give what baptism means. But you know, I thought about it. I don't know that I've ever preached a sermon on what I think baptism means. And so I read some scripture, and I kind of struggled with this week, trying to get this across, because there's some big misunderstandings about baptism. There are people who look at baptism as this is when they were saved. They look at baptism as this is when God's love is poured down on them, and then all their sins are forgiven. They look at baptism, this is the time, this is the instant that I was saved. And all of a sudden now they think they have arrived and now they have all the answers, and that's just not what baptism is. There have been many people who have gone to heaven and never been baptized. There have been people with deathbed confessions that have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, never been baptized, but that doesn't mean they don't go to heaven. Think about the thief on the cross. He never got a chance to be baptized, but Jesus said to him, "Today you'll be with me in paradise." Baptism is not what saves us. That's not what it is. And just because you're baptized doesn't give you all the answers. You know, I've had people say to me, "Well, Pastor, I tell you what, I want to be baptized and I want to join the church, but I need to get my life in order." Let me tell you, if that's what you're saying, then you're never going to be baptized, because no one's life is ever that much in order. We cannot earn baptism. We cannot earn salvation. It's not something we got to earn, nor is baptism a sign that now we have all the answers, because we don't. I want you to look at baptism as this. It's a beginning. It's a starting point in our salvation. It's expressing to everybody they now have a desire to see the world different. We want to show people that we see other people different, that we see ourselves different. Mm-hmm. Baptism is not a trial-free membership that we just become a member of the church. It means something. But what it means is that we're beginning a journey that Jesus even tells us we're going to have trials and tribulations during this journey. Mm-hmm. I want to read you the scripture about one of the favorite stories we like to read. It's in Matthew, the third chapter. This is the story about Jesus being baptized. It begins in verse 13 of chapter 3 of Matthew. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and you're coming to me? And Jesus answered and said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for this it becomes us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened up unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Jesus' baptism serves as a model for our baptism. Notice Jesus, this story is in Matthew, the third chapter, not the 30th chapter or the 13th chapter, the third. It's at the beginning of Jesus' ministry. To begin his ministry, Jesus was obedient to God and was baptized. Now there were, I'm sure, some questions that were answered when Jesus and John were in that Jordan River, but there were continually be questions and temptations to Jesus for the rest of his life. It didn't take all that away, did it? No, it didn't. It was just the beginning point. What was the first thing that happened to Jesus after he was baptized? He was taken and he was tempted by Satan. We'd love to hear this story about Jesus and how the heavens opened and the Spirit came down like a dove and God blessed his Son. And we want to think, you know what, that's kind of what happens when we're baptized. What we need to understand here is this, that this was the beginning of a journey that and ministry that Jesus was about to undertake. That's the same thing for us. We need to understand that baptism is not our destination. That's not the ending point. That's the beginning. That's where we're starting from.
Amen.
I want you to look at baptism as beginning something new. It's a fresh start. Even when you're not that unsatisfied with your, or that uncomfortable with your old life. When Paul writes in Romans 6:4, when he's talking about when we emerge from baptism, he writes, we begin to walk in a newness of life. We become new. Now listen, there are two ways to make things new. You can start from nothing and make something new. Mm-hmm. Or you can take what you have and make it different and make it new. Amen. That's what represents baptism. Mm-hmm. We are taking something that we have and we're making it different. We're doing something different with our lives. Amen. It's transforming our lives. It's transforming the way we think, the way we speak, the way we live, the way we act. Now, we're representing Jesus Christ now. That's what we're saying when we go through baptism. That now we are representing Jesus Christ. When we make that change, it changes us from being stingy to being generous. It changes us from being narrow-minded into thoughtful consideration. It takes our prejudices and changes them to acceptance and love. It changes us to where at first we were afraid of being around people. Now we have this desire to be together with other people. It makes us new. It changes us. Accepting Jesus Christ changes us. And that baptism represents that. It's a gathering of a group of people who believe this, and they become a church with that. Mm-hmm. We become brothers and sisters of Christ. Mm-hmm. Does all this just happen when we are baptized? Of course not.
No.
But these are the kind of things. These are what should be happening as we begin our journey into salvation. Salvation is something that it happens more and more as we become more mature in our Christian life. Mm-hmm. If you return to Ephesians, the fourth chapter, and Paul's writing here, and he's saying that this is what your new look life should look like. After baptism, this is what your new life should look like. And he says that we're to lead a life worthy of our calling. Mm-hmm. We're now called by Jesus Christ. We need to live a life worthy of that. He says, then we're told that such a life contains humility, mm-hmm, gentleness, mm-hmm, and patience. Mm-hmm. It says we're to bear one another in love and are to make every effort to maintain unity in the body. Mm-hmm. Listen, the church is famous for stepping up when catastrophes happen. Mm-hmm. Churches all over the city and all over the state, when tornadoes or hurricanes or floods or death or something happens to a family, the church really does step up to that. Mm-hmm. But what about those times in between? Amen. There should be humility, gentleness, and patience. Listen, you're not going to get any coverage on the nightly news of this, but that's what should be exhibited by God's people. Amen. That's what people should be seeing in us. Listen, none of us have been able to master this. Don't get me wrong. I'm not telling you I've got this down, because I don't, and you don't either. Amen. We know what kind of trouble it can cause by thinking too highly of ourselves. Mm-hmm. or not treating other people with the dignity, respect, and appreciation that they deserve. We know what can happen when that happens, but the truth is, humility is not something that very many people spend their days trying to achieve. It's not something that we try to put into our lives too often. And we know what kind of problems we run into when we bulldoze through our meetings and our conversations. And it seems that we get our way, we can get our point across, and we can do that much better than being gentle and quiet. We understand that there are some things in life that aren't going to happen on our time schedule. And we understand that there are sometimes things aren't going to happen in our lifetime. But sometimes being patient is too much like doing nothing at all. We need to learn that. We need to grow as Christians. Our journey began at baptism. When we accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and followed Him in baptism, our journey began. It wasn't the end, it was the beginning. And during those periods of times in our lives, we need to start showing humility, gentleness, and patience. The second part that I think is important of baptism is this. It means we have been included. Listen, our baptism may be personal, but it's certainly not private. Baptism is a public profession of our faith. It's saying that we want to be aligned with Jesus Christ. We want to be included in the things that Christ has promised through the Scripture. We want to be part of a group. We want to align ourselves with what it means to be a child of the King. It's something we want to be included in, and it's a sign that we are part of a group. We're part of a family. It signifies that we have joined through obedience the family of God. We can include, we want to be included along with other people in this. We want to be part of this. That's why we are baptized, because we want to be recognized as who we are, and we want to be included in that. When we as Christians, when we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, and we be obedient and follow Him in baptism, we become part of that family, and we can start caring about other people, and soon we can expand that circle of love and inclusion of other people, that we could reach out to other people and bring them in as full partners to the family. Listen, baptism is a call to service. We work side by side with each other. We go through baptism to be obedient to the call of God. We want to be recognized for who we are. Our lives should illustrate that we become humble, gentle, and patient. It's a long process. It begins at baptism. That's just the beginning. It's not the end. It's the beginning. And it's important that after baptism we understand we have a journey ahead of us. During that journey, there's going to be times when you're humility, gentleness, and patience are tested. And when those things happen, understand that you're on a journey and it's a process. Don't give up. Don't quit. Just keep working at it. Keep getting better at it. Look at baptism as a beginning. Listen, we believe in baptism because we want to be obedient to what God has called us to do. Good enough for Jesus and good enough for us. When we go through baptism, we would love for the heavens to open and the Spirit comes down like a dove, and we'd love for the voice of God to come out. But I can promise you this, through God's promises, when we go through this baptism, God is saying, this is my son. This is my daughter. In whom I'm well pleased. Isn't that what we want to do? Isn't that what we want to do? Isn't that our desire to please God? Isn't that, listen, you want to please Him, be obedient in Him. Baptism is important. It doesn't save us, but it's important. And I want you to understand that it's where it starts. It's the beginning, and there's a journey ahead. Amen, Mr. Brother.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, as we come to you today, we look back over the life of Jesus Christ. Father, we see the times when Jesus went to that Jordan River and told John that it was important for him to do the will of God. Isn't it important for us, God, to do your will? We listened to a song just a minute ago, Father. Thy will be done. Father, we want your will to be done in our life. We want to be obedient to you. Father, we need to become humble, gentle, and patient. It's hard to do, Father, in a world that is not humble, is not gentle, and it's not patient. But that's not who we are. We are a chosen generation, and we are different. And we want to be set apart, set aside. We want to be something different in the world. Father, that's why we stand up and proudly profess that we are Christians, and that we follow that with the baptism in front of all people, Father, wanting to be included in your family, Father. Father, as you go through baptism, represents the death and burial of Jesus Christ and to be raised up again to walk in newness of life. Father, we want to be new. We want to be new, Father. We can begin that journey through baptism, but Father, we need to be changing every day. Father, I ask that if there are people here today that have been struggling with things in their life, Father, that they can come today and be set free of these struggles that are in front of them, Father, that they can turn it over to you and trust you, Father. Father, I thank you that you have included us in your family, that we are adopted in, Father, that we are full partners in the family of God. And Father, we claim that right now. We're so thankful for that precious gift. And Father, we want to be the kind of sons and daughters that you would be proud of us, Father. Father, I thank you for the people here today. What a blessing they are to you and to me, Father. Father, I just speak blessings on them, financial blessings and health blessings and spiritual blessings. Father, I just want you to pour out the Holy Spirit on them right now and change them, make them new. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Whatever God's calling you to do, God's going to do.